AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The investigation into the death of Freddie Gray in Baltimore is now in the hands of prosecutors. The AP's Warren Levinson has the story.
Police turned over the results of their investigation of the arrest and transportation of Freddie Gray a day ahead of a self-imposed deadline. Police Commissioner Anthony Batt did not give details about what's in it. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake says some Baltimoreans were under the mistaken impression the police report would be a kind of verdict on the six officers in whose custody Gray suffered a fatal spine injury. What actually happens now is the report goes to the state's attorney, who will have to decide what to do with it. A deputy police commissioner says police have discovered a new stop the van made with Gray in it, but gave no details. A second man arrested and put in the van says Gray was kicking and making noises when he arrived at the police station. Warren Levinson, Baltimore.
The family of a homeless man shot and killed by police in Los Angeles filed a $20 million claim against the city. Charlie Kunang's family claims police initiated the struggle on Skid Row. The officers were placed on leave pending an investigation. Officials in Germany say they foiled what could have been a Boston Marathon-like attack. The home of a suspected Islamic extremist was raided near Frankfurt. Inside, a bomb, a firearm, ammunition, and chemicals to make explosives were found. General Philip Breedlove, NATO's supreme allied commander in Europe, says Russian forces appear to be repositioning in Ukraine.
Many of their actions are consistent with preparations for another offensive.
There's been a recent lull in fighting in eastern Ukraine. 15-year-old Pemba Tamang is an earthquake survivor. After his rescue, Tamang is explaining he was having lunch at a hotel where he worked when the earthquake hit Nepal. The walls cracked, the ceiling collapsed. An American team helped rescue the teenager. Suge Knight's trial is scheduled to start July 7th in Los Angeles. The former rap mogul is charged with murder, attempted murder, and hit and run when he hit two men with his pickup truck in January. This is AP Radio News. Weak corporate earnings have stocks lower. The Dow is down about 100 points. Deputy Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says he acted properly and regrets the perception of favoritism by getting involved in foreign investor visa cases involving prominent Democrats while in charge of citizen and immigration services.
In the three cases at issue, cases that were the subject of bipartisan support, I did what I did in the many other cases that were brought to my attention. I did my job and fulfilled my responsibility.
Mayorkas testified about a report from his agency's inspector general that concluded he violated ethics rules. The school district in Hawkins County, Tennessee, has some new procedures for handling food. It follows reports that frozen meat with dates ranging from 2009 to 2011 were served to students. Nobody got sick. The Agriculture Department quality chart recommends eating frozen foods within 12 months. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.